Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Salem, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game with me today. I have Travis. How's it going today,
Travis?
Hey,
it's going great.
Good. Thanks for joining me onto the show today.
Yeah, good to be here.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game?
Yeah, so my name's Travis. I am living in Provo, Utah right now. My day job is digital marketing, and I guess my night job is making games now. so I'm kind of the main designer of the mechanics of the game. And then my wife, Holly, she's the chief graphic designer, so she makes it look good. And then we have a friend named Sarah Keel who's done the illustration. So it's kind of our team right now.
Awesome. So nice small team, and this is your first venture into developing something?
Yeah, this is our first game. Holly and I, we've been married a couple years, and pretty much the whole time we've been married, it's been kind of a side project, and just little by little we'll test it out and make it. And so yeah, it's finally ready to go, and
it's to that point.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. Tell us a little bit about Salem. Obviously, those who are familiar with at least American history understand where that story comes from. But tell us a little bit about the game, maybe the gameplay, and how it, the overall feel of it.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, it's called Salem, and the theme of it is the Salem Witch Trials. And the game you can probably most relate it to is Mafia or Werewolves. It's kind of one of those social deception games. So in the game, each player has 3 to 5 trial cards, and a couple of those trial cards say witch. And so you're basically trying to hunt down the witch trial card. So during the game, you can do things to hurt or help other players and make people reveal their trial cards. Then one of the big aspects of the game is there's a card called Conspiracy, which makes you pass a trial card to your left, or from your left, which causes the witch to potentially spread. And so you're basically trying to find the witch cards before it spreads. And then there's also a point in the game when the witches get to kill somebody. There's also a constable trying to save somebody. And so there's a lot of relationships going on, and you got to choose who to trust and just really make a lot of decisions. One key rule that I really like is you can never play a card on yourself. So essentially, you can never do anything to help yourself. You have to have allies. That's the only way you can play the game. And so very quickly, you find yourself putting your trust in someone, and then either...
And then backstabbing them later.
Yeah, you usually always really regret who you trusted or feel good about it. So
potentially it could be a bad game to play with a significant other, because then they're backstabbing you. Like, why would you do that to me?
Actually, there have been many nights when Holly and I have gotten done playing, and she's just so mad at me. She won't talk to me the rest of the night.
It's like, why would you do that, man?
So it's not for the faint of heart.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, it sounds like lots of fun, and obviously a lot of people feel the same way. You guys are, as of today, you guys still have a good half a month to go. Yeah. We have 17 days left to go, and you guys are well past your original goal, and so successfully funded and everything, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, of course, everyone always hopes for, but did you expect such a, you know, an uproar and so much people getting behind this and funding it as much as it has?
Yeah, this was a complete surprise. We really thought, I mean, we loved our game. We loved playing it, but, you know, we assumed most games don't take off, and it would just be something that we'd really enjoy with our friends, and we'd scrape to hit our goal of 6,000, but somehow it just really resonated with people. I think people are looking for more of these types of games that can fit up to 12 players. I think our packaging did a lot to push people towards it. And yeah, and I guess I didn't fully appreciate how good of a job our illustrator and my wife did in designing the game too. I think they made it look really great, because it's really incredible that hardly any of our backers have played the game, but just from seeing the rules and mostly seeing the design of it, they really feel like it's something they want, and I think that's pretty awesome. It really speaks to the design of the game.
Definitely. Well, and I could agree with you. I've noticed that through interviewing a bunch of people in games, I've noticed that a lot of people are wanting that more people involved type of game. So knowing that your game is kind of like a party game, essentially, so you could have multiple players, whereas other games you only have like 1 to 4 players, and it's more of a tight-knit group thing. So this is something you could bust out at a bigger gathering, right, or family reunion or whatever like that. Yeah. So that definitely has, I know that has a lot of appeal to people that I've talked to, and also to myself. Generally, sometimes when you get together with people, you have more than just a couple people, and you want to be able to play a game with everybody, and so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the packaging. I love how it's like an old classic book that you can put on the bookshelf type of look, and the games within it, and it looks really good, and like has that feel of that time era as well, and everything looks clean and good. So that I totally agree with
awesome.
That.
Thanks.
And it's, you guys have over 1,500 backers, so you have, I imagine that you had your close group of people that were like, yeah, we'll back it totally. But then all of a sudden you have all these other people. You're like, whoa, where'd these people come from? It's been on the front page of the game section on Kickstarter since it's been up. It's been a staff pick of Kickstarter. So it's been quite successful. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah, and then now you're reaching all those stretch goals, and you have even more you need to do.
Yeah, we're brainstorming now how else we can, what else we can add as stretch goals.
So no, but that's good bad news,
yep,
I guess you
yep.
can say. Be like, oh, I have to do more, but that's exciting that there's so many people that really enjoy this. So we know the game is going to get made, and that's pretty exciting. When do you hope to have the game out to the backers, and do you plan on releasing it to public?
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we were all ready to go when we launched Kickstarter. So we already have our manufacturers ready to go. We just need to say go, and they'll make it. They've already sent us samples, which is really nice to have, just very reassuring, like, hey, we've seen what they'll make and what it's going to look like.
Yeah, the quality of
it. And so we pretty much just need to hit go, and then this summer there'll be a lot of waiting while they manufacture and ship it to us. But we're hoping to get the games out by November to all of our backers. And of course, if we get it earlier than that, then we'll ship it earlier. It'd be great to have it out by Halloween. A lot of people said they want it by Halloween, so
that'd be pretty cool. But if not, then it'll be a good Christmas
present.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what we're pushing for.
So are you going to be releasing it to general retail as well?
Yeah, so we'll have a website up that we can sell it. We've talked to a few game stores to sell to them. And then we'll also probably put it on Amazon and just a few other game places. Since it's our first one, we'll probably just put them all over the place and kind of see which one's sticking the best. And
yeah, do well for you. Kind of testing the waters.
Yep. And
so now that you've had such great success with Salem, what are the future plans?
Yes. So I've ever since we started creating Salem, I've had a folder full of expansion ideas.
Expansion ideas or other game ideas and stuff like
so,
that.
So I've got a whole list of other cards or characters we could use, and then also just some separate games. I want to always be creating some kind of game during my life because it's just so much fun, and I think it's a good way to keep your mind going and to have an excuse to play with lots of your friends all the time.
There you go. And it's nice that your wife is involved on it too, because then you guys could do that together when you're hanging out.
Yeah, that's been an awesome perk having her as my partner in that. It's been cool.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, the game looks fantastic. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you come on the show. I mean, it definitely caught my eye. I am on Kickstarter every single day to see what's there. And yeah, I saw yours right away, and I was like, hey. And then I'm like, oh, Utah. That's where I'm from. Utah connection. So, but I mean, you guys are, the Kickstarter ends on April 24th, as we said, and it has 17 days to go. And so you guys have so much room left to go. I mean, it's not, and just, I can imagine you guys are just crazy busy this time. And like you said, trying to brainstorm and be like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to get this big, but let's throw some more stuff out. You could go to your gaming folder, you said, and throw some more cards out there.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple weeks, and Holly's graduating college right now, and we're planning on going on a vacation soon, and there's just so much on our plate right now.
It's been awesome. Well, that's awesome. It's a good thing to have on your plate. It's really exciting to have that success. I mean, it's awesome to get to that first initial funding goal to get the game made, but then to have all this excitement explode after that too is really cool. So Travis, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, and tell people a little bit more about where they could find out more about Salem or about anything else that you're doing.
Yeah. So definitely go check out our Kickstarter page. Just search for Salem and Kickstarter or search in the game section. We'll have our website up soon at facadegames.com, so F-A-C-A-D-E games.com. And then we also have a Facebook page, just facebook.com/Salem Card Game. So if you go to any of those places, you should be able to keep tabs on us as we keep making this thing grow.
Sweet. And good luck to everything in the future.
Great. Thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, and thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. You can find him at the Geek All-Stars podcast, and that's thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.